Well, who would have thought that the race for Secretary of State would develop into such a controversial race? Joining me on my morning show line, Guillaume de Ramel's campaign manager, Mr. Tony Marcella.
Good morning, Dave.
How come you're appearing with us and not the candidate?
Well, I'm appearing with you because the candidate isn't available right now, but also because I put out the press release yesterday, and I wanted to comment on this issue because of the because I have a real concern about what happened yesterday, and you got me.
According to my producer, E.J. Kritz, he says that's not what you told him. You didn't say that Guillaume wasn't available. You said he wasn't talking.
He is unavailable at the moment, and he's also tired of talking about this issue, and he's extremely upset about this issue, and he's very insulted by it.
What issue is he upset about?
And yesterday, Mayor Mollis did one of the worst things you can do in politics.
Get to the point of what is it that he's upset
about. He pulled a race card. He basically pulled a race card. He did something that no one has a right to do in politics, and that's accuse someone of being a racist. He said Mr. de Ramel was an Italian basher.
Well, wait a minute. It was your side that evoked Tony Soprano's name in the first place. I don't know if you're aware of this. I would think that you should be, Mr. Marcella, because you are an Italian-American.
Correct.
You know, there are a large number of Italian-Americans in this country that find the whole concept of the Sopranos totally and completely offensive to Italian-Americans, period.
I agree
they
with
find
you.
That even though it's a TV show, they take it very personally. And you're the one that evoked his name, and now you're blaming Ralph Mollis for stooping to all new lows? Come on.
Mr. de Ramel was not talking about Tony Soprano. He was talking about organized crime.
Then why doesn't your candidate have the guts to come on and say that?
We said it in a press release yesterday.
Wait a minute. No, you were his mouthpiece.
No,
you're the one quoted in the press release.
Correct.
So then why doesn't your candidate have the backbone to come forward and defend himself instead of having you fight his battles?
Well, that's part of my job.
Well, wait a minute.
But all I can tell you is yesterday what Mr. Mollis said was disgraceful, distasteful, outrageous, and appalling. And I believe Mr. Mollis owes the people of Rhode Island an apology for trying to bring race and ethnicity into this campaign.
He didn't. You did.
No, he did.
You brought up Tony Soprano. He didn't start talking about Paulie Walnuts.
It was a tongue-in-cheek remark referring to organized crime, which Mr. Mollis obviously associates himself.
How do we know he really feels that way?
Well, he does.
Because he's running scared. He's now gone underground. He's an ostrich. He's put his head in the sand.
Underground? My candidate is the only candidate that's been talking about issues in this race for the past 6 or 7 months.
Issues in the race?
Issues,
Secretary
yes.
of State candidates going to a funeral? That's a big issue
wait, in the race?
Wait,
Dave, we never brought the issue of Mr. Mollis going to Mr. Barbado's funeral up. It was Mr. Terracani who did it.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
We are speaking, by the way, to Tony Marcella, the campaign manager for Guillaume de Ramel. Is it not true that you have hired some campaign consultants
to work on this campaign? Most campaigns do have political paid campaign consultants.
I'm not questioning that.
Are they
from outstate or are they from Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Okay. And what's the name of this firm that you've hired?
Well, we've hired Mr. Bill Fisher, Vision Strategies. We've hired Tango Picks, who's a Rhode Island firm that does the production of our TV commercials.
Now, has it been these organizations that told you, hey, you should back out of all debates? Was this their idea?
No, it wasn't their idea at all.
Because I was going to say, if it was, it's time maybe you fire them.
The reason we're backing out of the debates is basically to engage in a debate with Mayor Mollis and appear with him would basically condone the actions that he did yesterday. And we're not going to do that.
How is appearing with him, debating in a public forum, to let the citizens make a decision, indicate that somehow you condone that?
Would you sit down with somebody that called you a racist?
You darn right I would,
well,
and I'd shoot
what?
Him right between the eyes, because you know what? I got guts. You say something that's false about me or that's unfair, you don't have to have a mouthpiece for Dave Barber, Pally. I'll go toe-to-toe with him. I don't need some hired gun, some strategist, some media expert, or you for that matter, to fight my battles. You darn right I'd go to him, and I'd tell him to anybody that wanted to listen.
Well, Mr. de Ramel is taking it very, what's the word I want? He's very upset, and he's very concerned that this campaign has sunk into a very, very low.
So concerned that he's now got lockjaw.
No, he doesn't have lockjaw. If the, for the last 6 or 7 months, it's been Mr. Duhamel who's been coming out with policy issues. There's one policy issue that I've seen Mr. Mollis come out with, and that's dealing with property tax relief. That has absolutely nothing to do with the Secretary of State's office. So maybe he should go back and run for Lieutenant Governor, General Treasurer, or maybe the General Assembly, like where he could make a difference.
Well, you know what's interesting? Your candidate, as well as Mr. Mollis, they see changing the laws for voting for convicted felons exactly the same.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's interesting. Your candidate doesn't want convicted felons to give money to candidates, but he wants them to be able to vote sooner.
Wait a minute. We never brought up the issue of Mr. Mollis taking money. It was Mr. Terracani.
I know, but after I asked him about it, he said that, you know, you're judged by the company you keep. He said that to me. He said that it was bad advice. It was bad judgment.
And yesterday on your show, Mr. Mollis said, don't judge me by the company I keep. Judge me by what I do. Well, you know what? In politics, perception is a big part of it.
But your candidate wants to give convicted felons the right to vote sooner.
Absolutely, the same as Mr. Mollis.
So then why shouldn't convicted felons get to make contributions to political campaigns?
This isn't about convicted felons. This isn't about the mobsters or the gang members that Mr. Mollis may hang around
sure
with.
Sure it is. No, he talked about it. He said that it was bad for a person seeking statewide office to accept these kind of monies and that he would never do it.
He right. This issue is
that's what he said, did he not?
The ethnic.
Did you hear him say that,
comment.
Mr. Marcella, that he would not take campaign contributions from known convicted felons?
He did say that, yes.
Yes, that's his position. Yet he wants to change the law in Rhode Island so that convicted felons can vote sooner.
Correct.
He wants them to vote, but not contribute.
Well, it goes beyond that.
Explain the difference.
Well, I'll explain the difference. I'll explain the difference why what Mr. Mollis said yesterday was disgraceful, and that basically he accused Guillaume Duhamel of ethnic bashing.
Well, if he didn't, why doesn't Guillaume Duhamel have the guts to take him on face-to-face?
Well, because you know why? By sitting down in a room with him and appearing with him, it would be condoning those words in what he said.
I have a hunch. Mr. Marcella, you're going to have a tough time convincing the general public of that one. To me, it looks afraid and yellow. He looks afraid. You're not going to hear the public going, hey, that's right. I don't blame him for not debating. We in the general public don't want to hear debates. Yeah, that's right. He talked about Italian Americans. By golly, he shouldn't be in the same room with them.
To me, that's a desperate act.
You know what I find amazing? Mm-hmm. Here's what I find amazing, that in your press release, you refer to him, and I'm quoting now from the final paragraph, clearly the mayor does not know right from wrong. His cowardly attack on Guillaume today demonstrates his lack of character. The only coward that I see in this, Ralph Mollis is willing to accept a debate. Ralph Mollis is prepared to defend what he said. The only coward in this whole equation is your guy.
No, he's not a coward. He is somebody who's taken what has been said about him. And he's very concerned that this campaign has gone into...
I'll make you a bet right now.
Yeah.
I bet you Guillaume's listening to this interview right now.
I do not know if he is or isn't.
Okay.
He's not with me.
Yeah, because he's busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who dreamed this up in your camp about backing out of a debate on public access and coming up with this cockamamie argument that you've come up with. You're the challenger. You can attack this guy's record. You can get a Freedom of Information Act request on his cellular phone records. You can find out that he paid too much money for his office furniture in North Providence. You are the challenger. You always want to debate.
So what does that tell you? That tells you one thing. That tells you that Mr. Duhamel has morals, and he believes being called an ethnic basher and Mr. Mollis bringing up the ethnicity issue in this race is disgraceful and outrageous.
It tells me
that
when you're a person of means, when you grow up in a family that had extreme wealth, you can just hire other people to fight your battles for you, that you don't have enough street moxie like I did growing up and I did in urban America to fight your own battles, that you get these people in cardigan sweaters to fight them for you. I don't like it. I think it's disgraceful. I think it's chicken. I think it's yellow. I think the voters of Southern New England and Rhode Island specifically expect more.
Well, first of all, Mr. Baba, I do not wear cardigan sweaters, and I grew up in the street like you.
Well, so, that's maybe why you're doing the fighting then.
No, it's, and you know what? And if you knew Guillaume Duhamel the way I do, you know he also is not a coward. He doesn't wear cardigan sweaters, and he's not made out to be the way people make him.
Well, let me tell you what you can do right now. Remember, you heard it first on this show. You can stick a fork in that campaign of yours because it's over. It's done. D-O-N-E, done.
You know, I personally disagree. I think the actions of Mr. Mollis yesterday show his campaign is done. He's desperate, and basically he's making desperate comments like ethnic bashing, which are absolutely outrageous and absolutely do not belong in this race.
Then why doesn't he have the guts to fight for himself? Listen, I appreciate you coming on, Mr. Marcella, but again, I mean, you can put the final nail in the coffin of this Guillaume Duhamel's race if this is going to be his posture, if he's going to have, you know, if he's going to act like a jellyfish any time the heat gets turned up. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.